What if Anthony Bourdain interviewed a vampire about some stuff he did 100 years ago? What if it was all super horny and gay? And what if I told you vampires have always been horny and gay? If you're mad about that, you may have severe brain damage. It's Interview with a Vampire, and this time, blood isn't the only thing that they're sucking. Welcome to Binge or Cringe, a podcast about first episodes. I'm your host, Cassidy, and with me today is Josh.
Hello.
And Jake.
Hello.
All right.
I was going to do a vampire voice, but then I backed off at the last second because I was like, I don't remember how to do a vampire voice. So I just did hello. That's why I just did like a weird hello. So everybody knows that's why that happened.
Whatever you tell yourself, whatever helps you sleep at night. Now I want to hear a vampire voice. Either you guys do a vampire voice. What are you drinking on? What are you sipping on over there? You got a little Code Red? Mountain Dew? Is that what that is?
God damn, he's got some good eyes on him.
I got the Mountain Dew.
Code Red. Damn.
I went Code Red myself. I was like, you got a Code Red.
Damn. Yeah, I got some Code Red.
Hell yeah. Where'd you find
the theme of the episode?
Oh yeah, look at that.
Yeah, that's your blood.
A little blood action going on. Did they just sell that now? I know we're supposed to just talk about the episode, but you can't just be throwing up a Code Red and me not.
Was it discontinued?
No, they have it down in the vending machine at our apartment complex.
Nice.
So occasionally I get the itch and I go down and grab one. They're fucking good, man. Code Red is good. I would never buy. I can't buy like a 12 pack of them because I would just obliterate them. So I'll just get one every once in a while from the vending machine.
Is it like a little spicy? Is the drink a little spicy? I'm trying to.
Just a teeny bit.
I need to try it again. Bit. It's been a long time.
It's so good, man.
I used to go crazy on it. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts?
Cherry, I can't imagine what's red flavor. Is it cherry? Is that the flavor?
It's cherry. Yeah. Let me see what the official. Okay. It's dew with a rush of cherry flavor with other natural flavors as well.
Would you say?
Dew the dew.
Is that the ingredient list? Would you say Mountain Dew? Would you say it's better than regular Mountain Dew?
Oh, fucking a billion percent. Yeah. Yeah. I hate regular Mountain Dew. I never drink this.
What?
Shit. What? Yeah. Oof.
Well, it's also because it gives me a headache. Card. Yeah. Code Red does not give me a headache. Normal, basic flavor Mountain Dew gives me a headache. I don't know why.
Those monster juices, those give me a headache. And like a Mountain Dew Kickstart, that also gives me a headache. I never used to have this. I get headaches now from these drinks.
I get headaches from White Claw. I get headaches from
seltzers, right?
Yeah.
Seltzers. Is it all seltzers?
Yeah, I get headaches from a lot of seltzers.
Oh, wow.
There's I don't get headaches from Truly. I know. Oh. It's weird. I don't get headaches from Truly for some reason, but I do get them from White Claw every single time. And then I did get them from whatever I had on
the Quirks
Friday. What was that?
Quirk?
No, the Quirks? Well, yeah. Maybe the Quirks did it.
Yeah. Maybe. There were a lot of them.
There were a lot of things happening, a lot of drinks flying around. So I don't know. Maybe it's just mixing liquor every time. Maybe that's the bad part. I don't know. Maybe
that's... There was a lot of liquor. So we watched this vampire show. This was a Jake. This was a Jake joint, a Jake recommendation.
Oh God, here we go.
So we got to start like pointing the finger.
Okay, here we go. You like this shit?
Oh man, what was that? What was that
Dude,
show we
this
watched?
Shit's good.
What was that show about? Like the airport lady. Remember that show, Josh?
Okay.
Remember that
I
shit?
I do not like that show.
Attendant, right?
Jake says, "Let's watch this." Listen. What? Some of these shows.
I did not.
That whoa, show whoa,
you are not. You are not comparing this show. To
no,
that
I'm
show.
Not. I'm not. I'm not. I'm
you
not
are gonna... not doing that right now.
I'm not comparing them. I'm not comparing them.
Okay.
But I'm just saying. Okay. I'm just saying you with some of these Jake Recs, you don't know where we're going. You don't know. That one you know, really threw me for a loop.
Sometimes you throw an air ball, all right? But this fucking show, I love this show. I love this show.
I think it's so good. Did you see the movie?
Yes, I love the movie.
Josh, what's your take on
the... I haven't seen the movie.
You've seen the movie?
Okay.
Josh,
hold up.
No, I was wondering if I needed to see it first.
No.
Yeah, with like all of the big... But I want to go and watch that.
Yeah.
You should watch that.
You should watch that.
But this did not make me want to watch it. In fact, I wanted to watch it like, after I watched this first episode.
Oh, really? What the fuck? Okay, I need to hear. You need to cook. I'll let you cook.
Let him cook.
Let me cook.
Go ahead. Come on.
Yeah.
We're going to take a step back and let Josh cook.
Let's let Josh talk.
Mm-hmm. It's not going to be that hot of a take. I just wasn't that into it. Vampires, Western. Right?
What
the
hell?
Yeah,
I've
got the old.
There were saloons.
You talking about New Orleans? That.
Talk about Nolans?
Nolans?
What? You don't like just New Orleans?
It's not that I don't like. Yeah, I mean, just that, just that old style setting, vampires. I just didn't care for it. It seemed, not to repeat last episode, but just like, you know, predictables, vampires.
Whew.
Sucking each other off. they get their whatever they're called to make other people vampires.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man.
Interesting.
The interviewing was new to me, right? That mm-hmm. guy, Anthony Bourdain, dude.
Yeah,
interviewing him, and then he goes into his backstory. I'm kind of curious to see what that turns into later, because there was obviously something happening with them. They've met before, and that's what made me wonder: did I miss something from the movie? If they were, and maybe you could tell me, is this like anything from the movie at all?
It's based on the same novel, yeah. So this is going to be more.
But is it like picking up from something from the movie, or no?
No,
or is it unrelated?
No, they are both taking very different approaches to the novel.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well then.
But I say very different. I mean, like, the TV show is very explicitly gay. Like the two characters are gay, right? Mm-hmm. They are gay lovers. Mm-hmm. In the novel, it was only alluded to that they were like that. It was not explicit. And then obviously in the movie, since it's from the 90s, they didn't have Brad Pitt and, you know, and freaking Tom Cruise making out on on screen in the 90s. So they didn't have any of that. Like, so that wasn't really in the movies. The movie is still really good because you get to see Tom Cruise and Brad Pitt as vampires, and you get to see Antonio Banderas as a vampire, and you get to see a lot of cool shit in that movie.
Yeah, so that movie,
you should watch that movie. It's really
cool. Yeah, that's up there in like top probably like five vampire movies, maybe top three. So one, I'm gonna assume none of us have read any Anne Rice, right?
I have not, no.
Okay.
I want to, based on this TV show. I actually do want to.
Yeah, I feel like I've missed the boat on that. Like, I mean, I would like to also read it, but I feel like when I should have read it has passed. You know, most people read them in like high school, I think, when they're going through their like goth phase. And it just completely passed me by. But have either of you seen Bram Stoker's Dracula?
Yes.
Josh, yes. Okay. So that's probably the one I would compare this the show/movie the most to, as far as how the vampires act. Because I also recently just watched Blade. Totally different, right? There's all kinds of different.
Right, yeah.
Types of ways you can do vampires, you can do them.
And
like,
that's why, you know, I thought that's why this was also a reason why I kind of wanted to pick this one with Last of Us, was like zombies, vampires.
Yeah.
Very big, a lot of similarities
gay sex scenes.
With how often, and gay sex scenes, yes. So, yeah. I don't know. I think it's weird. Like, I used to feel the same way about vampires that I did with zombies, where I just thought they were I thought they were just beaten into the ground and just into these things, and I was just tired of seeing them. But I actually came around on them, I don't know, I saw like Bram Stoker's Dracula. No, not Twilight. Twilight's when I was just like, oh, okay, fuck this shit again.
Yeah.
But Bram Stoker's Dracula, I was like, okay, vampires are cool. Blade, I was like, okay, they can be cool. Yeah. And then I, my favorite movie though is Interview with the Vampire, like favorite vampire movie. I mean,
really?
So I, that's why I was like really interested in seeing the show. And I kind of thought this show was going to suck.
I did
and
too.
That's why I didn't even like recommend this show back when we were talking about restarting the podcast, like,
yeah,
you know, a week ago, cause we were only gone for like a month.
Right.
I was like, I saw this show because I was looking at shows and I was like, I wonder what's a good, interesting show to try and watch.
Jake's on the
I
couch.
I saw this and I was like, this ain't worth it.
The floor strewn with Code Red bottles.
Yes.
Contemplating the show. Do I recommend it? I feel like you have good recommendations. Here's what I think about your recommendations. You have really good recommendations. And then sometimes you just throw some random ass shit out and it's like, what? But I think that's due to this podcast. Like normally, like if you watch something, you like it, then and you recommend it. I think some of the stuff is just like a grab bag.
I like to identify like some stuff that's interesting. I don't know. Like sometimes I pick something and it just sucks ass. It's an air ball, but like,
yeah,
not this show though. This show's good. But
okay.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I feel like I try to find shows that are not normal, that are not like of the same. I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying.
I know what you mean. It's like a broad spectrum of like a zombie show. Oh, now I'm watching a vampire show. Now I'm watching a werewolf show.
Right.
Now I'm watching a Frankenstein show.
Yeah.
Now I'm watching.
Yeah.
What's another monster? What's the creature from the Black Lagoon? Yeah, you know the Marvel Cinematic, or is it DC? One of them's remaking all of the monster movies soon. Do you know that?
Oh, nice. That's cool.
Yeah. Hope it.
Can't wait to see him.
Good.
Let's see.
Yeah.
Probably gonna suck.
I don't think those will get formulaic at all.
Yeah.
Those I feel should like be neither pretty... of them should do it.
Yeah.
Like someone should, but I don't.
Shouldn't be
a DC or an MCU spin seems weird.
Yeah, they tried to do it with Invisible Man, which was really bad and nobody I think saw, and then they died off. They tried to do like a dark cinematic universe. I don't know if you remember that, but they tried pushing that and with all like the old school like monsters, and it never took off. But and it was completely,
I don't remember that at all.
Completely canned. Yeah. Look it up. It's interesting. Cause they had it all planned out. You know how like the MCU is all written out like that. They had that.
Yeah.
And then the first movie bombed and they just scrapped all of it, which is crazy. But
damn,
Josh. Okay. So you don't like vampire stuff, right? Like what would you say?
At this point,
what would you say is like your favorite vampire stuff that you've seen?
I haven't seen a vampire thing in a long time. The closest thing, most recent one's probably What We Do in the Shadows.
Oh, now that's good shit. Did you like that?
That's good shit.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I loved it. I think I've only seen the first couple of seasons. I still need to catch up on the last two or so. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm the same
way. I thought I would hate it. I think for the longest time, people were recommending that to me, and I'm just not a vampire guy. Finally got into it. Hilarious.
Yeah, that's
Did
really
you ever see
stuff.
The movie?
No.
Oh, you should watch that. You'd like that too. I mean, obviously, it's the same shit, but it's different. It's a completely different cast. I think only one of them is back in the TV show. So it's less, and it's like as just a movie. It's just like a short movie, and it's pretty funny. Worth watching.
Yeah, zombies just usually just aren't my thing. Like when I was watching,
Did you just say zombies aren't your thing?
Whoa,
or vampires aren't really my.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got them.
Yep, clip that.
He just admitted it. Yeah.
Clip it. Yeah, vampires aren't normally my thing. When I was watching this, I was like, Jake's gonna like this show. While I'm watching
it. Wait, why?
Matt.
Well, because, one, I think it was the time setting. Western's probably wrong. Whatever, 1800s, 1700s.
That era of New Orleans. I do love that.
Combined with vampires, because I think I know you like vampires. And then three... It was good acting, and although I thought the story was somewhat predictable, I was like, oh, because it's just a subject that you like. So it was like all right. three of those.
Yeah. And also, like, you
I
were
wasn't
watching...
bad. Like, I wasn't watching. It was like, yeah. ugh, like, this acting's terrible. The story sucks. It was,
yeah,
it was all good. It, like, just wasn't. Yeah.
You were also like, you saw the first episode, which is like, that's just setting up. That's just setting up the characters, right? So, like,
right,
it doesn't really get into the story yet. It just kind of runs through, like, their intros. But because it does have, like, an overarching story, that's what, like, makes it the most interesting to me, is, like, it keeps cutting back to the present day where they're doing this interview, right? And so you almost have, it kind of reminds me, did you ever play, like, Assassin's Creed? Kind of, it was kind of randomly out of nowhere.
Yeah, but,
like,
I played it.
The Assassin's Creed story was always, like, you were in present day, and then you, like, went to sleep, and then you were, like, living memories, and then you, like, would come back, and there was, like, these two parallel stories happening, and they would, like, intertwine in interesting ways. Hmm. That's one of the things that I really liked about this show, is it's, like, you have this modern day thing where you also have a little bit of an unreliable narrator. Where,
yeah,
like,
that's always good.
Some of the shit that he's talking about might not be true. And so, like, there's kind of this, like, back and forth, like, where, cause, like, the reporter who's interviewing him in the present day, he's pretty smart. So he catches some of that shit. So then, like, it'll, like, pull you back out of it. And then, like, there's just some interesting, like, mystery to it. Which
that'd
I really
be
think
the most interesting
was pretty
part.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it does get
just
into that
how
stuff.
That plays back into it. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, like, also there's a character that hasn't been introduced yet that's pretty good that comes in later that kind of throws a wrench into the whole thing. So it's like, I do understand, like, what you're thinking. We're like, the first episode is very predictable because it's just like, it's very much a typical, like, vampire meets dude, gives him the gift of being a vampire, like, manipulates him and, you know, uses all of his vampire powers and shit on him and stuff. So it's like, I totally get that. And honestly, I would probably feel the same way if I had not already seen the movie and know kind of where all that stuff is going. So.
Oh, is this so, more yeah. like a, it's redoing what was, what Interview with the Vampire, the movie?
So the movie and this TV show are both based off the same book. Yeah, but the movie obviously is a movie, so it goes a lot quicker through everything and it has to change a lot of stuff. Whereas this can take its time a lot more. So it can, like, work on the characters and the story and, like, flesh a lot of stuff out. So, yeah.
Yeah. I think one of the reasons, like, you weren't looking forward to this show and you thought it was going to be bad, and I also was like, I don't really care about this, despite us both loving that movie, the original movie, is because so much vampire stuff has been, like, teenified or whatever. You know, you
yeah,
got, like...
That type of it's stuff.
Now, I haven't seen True Blood. I hear it's good, but I don't think I'm the demographic for it, just from, like, the advertising I've seen of it. And then you watched it?
You watched it?
What? All of it.
What?
What?
Mr. I Don't Like Vampires just drops this whole season. What?
And I was like, I mean, at this point, like, almost 15 years ago?
Oh,
10 years ago?
God.
Yeah.
Wait, so how was that compared to this then? Like, are you getting similar vibes? Like, I know there's, like, sex and some and vampires, obviously, but, like, are you getting a similar vibe to True? Because I never watched True Blood. Every time I saw anything of True Blood, I was like, I'd never want to watch that shit.
Yeah, it was one of those things, like, my friends and girlfriend were watching it all the time, so we were, like, watching it every week when it came out on HBO.
Wow.
Yeah. No, not the same. I don't know. It's hard to judge because I watched all of it, and in this one, I just watched the one episode, and I don't know what the movie was like.
So it's on HBO. I mean, was it more adult? Was it more
True
Blood?
Yeah, it was more adult. Really? It was definitely not teenified at all. It wasn't bad. I didn't think it was bad.
It just looked like a softcore porn show to me whenever I saw it.
For a lot of the time, it was a lot of vampire
sex.
Early 20s, it's like,
yeah.
Might have to check that out.
It was a very HBO show. Like, at the time, I remember thinking, like, oh, it's a very HBO. It's hitting all the HBO nudity
absolutely.
Notes and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, nudity, sex, violence, all of it. Yeah.
Wow. Well, shit. I feel like there was a lot more other vampire shows that were directly marketed to teenage girls. And that's also
where
And I think that's the Anne Rice books were kind of like teenage girl I don't know, fuel really? Or something. Yeah, I think so.
Interesting. I didn't get that from this at all.
People listening screaming like, at us right now.
I absolutely hated like Twilight and stuff. So like,
yeah,
I never wanted to go anywhere near that stuff. I always thought that the original movie for this, I haven't read the book, was just completely different from all of that stuff. And then I also thought that this TV show is also very different from that stuff too. Like, there's some fucked up shit in this show.
Yeah.
There's some really fucked up shit. Like a lot of like, I mean, basically all of the characters are fucking serial killers. You know what I mean? Like they're doing extremely fucked up shit to people the entire time. So it's, you know, I don't know. It's pretty dark, but, it's also good. Cause it's just like, I think what I like about it is like everybody in the show is evil pretty much. And they're all like evil to each other too. And they're just always like manipulating each other. And like, they're all fucking narcissists and they snap at people and make dumb decisions. And then they'll just, I don't know. And like, to me, the main character, basically not the main character, but Duloc, the guy with the like blonde hair that gets introduced, the like older vampire that comes in. Dude, he is such a good fucking character in this show, man.
Is that the guy?
I want to throw something in there since you brought him up. Oh, go ahead.
The French guy.
I think you're going to say what I am going to say. You say it because I...
Well, we'll see. This is another reason why I thought you liked
this. This is why Jake liked it, because he looks like Henry Cavill.
Like Henry Cavill?
Yes, exactly. I was like, oh, here we go. This is why.
Wait, what?
Yep.
I never once thought he looked like
Henry Cavill. We both... knew it.
You didn't wonder why you were getting a hard on?
Yeah.
No.
This is definitely a different guy. Oh, I feel like I'm cheating on Henry.
No. He does not look like Henry Cavill.
Dude, he absolutely does.
Show, he's got jaw and some about the face and even some of the demeanor from
100%.
A little bit. Yeah. Just the demeanor. But his face. That face.
Mm-hmm. I mean, no.
Long blonde hair.
Absolutely.
I mean, listen, I do wish I had his hair, but
I was like Jake's watching this with his pants off right now.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I'm not. No.
Busted.
No.
You're getting called out. This is an intervention. This is not about the podcast.
Are you actually about to say that?
Yeah.
As soon as you brought up Good Luck.
Yeah. I knew you knew. I knew you knew. We were both right there.
He does not look like, I did not once think he looked like Henry Cavill watching this show.
Insane. You're insane. Well, anyways, tell us about how much you like him now. But just know, Henry's going to listen to this.
No, he was my favorite character in the movie, too, because he's extremely fucked up. That's why I like him.
Uh-huh.
He's just an extremely fucked up guy who is constantly manipulating people. He's a fucking serial killer. He's fucking, he fucking lashes out and is just fucking, I also think his fucking French accent is hilarious, okay? So I don't know, I think he's a fucking good.
What about a smile? What do you think about that?
He did a good, I agree.
He does have a nice smile.
He's so charming.
No.
Yeah, he is an awesome character.
You guys are wrong. He's a good character.
He's awesome.
And he only gets better because he's naked a lot. I mean, No, I mean, like, you guys didn't like at the end where he fucking punched that guy that was running away.
He punched a priest through his head.
Yes, when that guy was like
through his head. Yeah, that was awesome.
That was badass.
I was like, damn. And, like,
I loved that. I loved when he was in the fucking the guy was in the confession booth.
Mm-hmm.
And that whole scene where he shows up and he's just like acting like he's fucking Satan and like going everything's been lit on fire. Dude, that was fucking cool as hell.
Yeah.
And it's just like, yeah.
That scene.
I love that shit.
The show really like is very like lavish with its violence. Like it really like layers it on and has a lot of fun with how violent it can be. And
where's it airing?
That's a good question.
Where's it on?
He's shown this.
Like
HBO or Prime or something?
Oh, it's AMC Plus. Oh,
that's right.
Oh yeah, and that's why I have a subscription. That's where I was watching it.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Yeah, that's where you were watching it. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, we all pay for that.
Yeah,
that scene was fucking awesome. I like the scene where his Paul, the Lewis's brother, walks off the roof.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All of that was in episode one. Like that was pretty, episode one felt like a fucking movie to me. Cause it just like, it went so many places and so many characters were introduced and then like killed off. And like
Lily also died.
I thought,
You know what? I have the same sort of thing that I enjoyed from The Last of Us is that I enjoyed from this is the lightning in the church. Yeah. When shit's going crazy, it was lightning. It was a thunderstorm outside and it was like cracking
when it comes
and
it was up, like banging on the door.
So good. Just so like evil. I love shows where people are very evil like that. It, like you said, like Satan.
That's exactly. And he's literally Satan.
I mean, he lit the church on fire. I mean, this fucking killed all the priests.
He shows up, he starts eating the priests. Yeah, brutally murders all the priests. What did he? I wish I remembered the line. He had like a really good line when he like blew up their. He was getting the guy was in the middle of giving a confession, and he like blew up their confession booth. I think he ripped the priest out of the confession booth and like killed him or something. But he had like a really good line, like. I don't remember what it was, but it was so funny.
Yeah, that whole scene.
And then he fucking does it.
That whole scene was, it was, to me, that was like vampires at their best. It was kind of, it was very like Stoker's Dracula type, where it was just vampires being evil and brutal and just total disregard for human life. They're, because they always say, you know, they're just like cattle or they're just pigs or whatever. But then when they treat them that way, it's just like, God damn, vampires, crazy motherfuckers.
Yeah. There is definitely some shit in this show where like they were like treating people a certain way where I was just like, I had to like not look at the screen because I was like, Jesus Christ, it's pretty fucked up. But yeah, it's just like, I don't know. There's something about like freaking narcissists, like evil narcissists make such good characters because they're just so... evil and like I don't know, they're so evil and self-absorbed and they just do this crazy shit and like you they're also like because they don't have any like humanity they're just they can also be kind of hard to predict too so like there's a lot of like surprises and stuff in the show that I thought were pretty good but
I one of also my favorite things about Lestat is his name which in my notes I wrote down the Henry Cavill vampire, which is true.
I 100%, I did not think he looked like Henry Cavill. That's I'm shocked by that.
One of my favorite things about...
Henry Cavill's much more buff. Okay. He's not that buff. He's like lean, I guess.
You're only looking
at him from the neck down, that's why you didn't notice.
Nah, you guys are crazy. Is it because of the hair? Is it because of the
Oh my god, Jake. Why do you guys think that? He looks just like him. It's his face, dude. Dancing around the trying to like unjustify it. It's him.
Whatever, dude. Okay, sure. Yeah, it looks just like Henry Cavill. Go for it.
Oh my god. So
Henry Cavill is dead to me, by the way, because he's not The Witcher anymore. But
yeah, it's pretty sad. And he's also not Superman. I don't know what he's going to do now. But
as soon as Binger Cringe went off the air, shit fell apart, man. Fucking the whole TV world. Henry Cavill didn't know what to do. He fell apart without me.
He fell. Well, you got your new one in this show, which looks like him.
Yeah, I got a new one, I guess.
Yeah. But speaking about like how evil he was, I liked how he essentially led Luis or Lewis, however you want to say it, to him. Mm-hmm. Like it wasn't explicitly said, but like his brother walking off of the rooftop, I think he had a hand in that because he can telepathically talk to people and put things in people's minds. Like, he systematically destroyed all of the safeguards that Louis had. Like, he killed Lily. Like, they said, you know, like, she'd lost all her blood. So, like, that was one of his fallbacks. Then his brother was another one of his fallbacks. And then his family hated him. It was just, it's so awesome seeing, like, how vampires manipulate people. That's probably their best quality is how manipulative they can be to get what they want.
Right. Yeah,
it's all like on another level.
One of the It really is. And like, it's also like, it's cool the way, and I don't even know if this was part of the book or not, but like the way this show incorporates a lot of like real world tactics basically with that shit. Cause it's like, he basically did the, like, have you heard of like the lover boy method where like somebody comes in and separates them from their, like gets them to separate from their friends and family and then like tries to get them to move away and then like creates like exactly how you described it. And it's like something extremely, and like the only reason I thought about that was because of all the like Andrew Tate shit.
Yeah, that's recently, a big thing.
Because that's what his thing was he would like, he would meet with girls, he would like, you know, throw money at them and then like, you know, convince them to like fly across the world with them and shit and like cut them off from their family. And it's like,
human trafficking.
Human trafficking.
Yeah. I think in his case, it was maybe a little more vile because he was human trafficking them. But
right. Yeah. Well, I mean, Lestat does some vile shit too. But it is very much that where it's like he cuts them off from his friends and family, and he's just like manipulating them basically to, I guess, to keep him as like a pet thing. Yeah,
I know vampires have familiars. I don't know if I would say he would be considered that, because I think familiars typically aren't vampires. They are people who want to be a vampire, and the vampires keep them around and like tease them like, oh, I'll make you a vampire eventually if you keep doing these things for me. I think there's one in What We Do in the Shadows. It's one of those.
Yep.
Like a familiar. But yeah. Okay, I think we can go around the horn and give our ratings here. I think we've talked enough about it. For me, I really like this show. I really like the pacing, how they really took their time. Like, liking the original movie, it does, like you were saying, Jake, it does make me want to read the book.
Yeah.
And I'm excited to see a longer form of that movie played out. Yeah, I can't say I have any complaints about it. It is sad that, like, in our current, like, I think it being on AMC One kind of hurts it because not a lot of people have that. Like, I don't see anyone talking about this online. And
I know. I was shocked by it.
Yeah, from what I've seen, I feel like this could have been so much bigger. But I think because of, like, right out of the gate, gay scenes, people aren't going to give this a chance.
Oh, yeah.
I think that is part of it, sadly. And it probably also got review bombed. And yeah, just being on a platform where no one's really subscribed to hurts it as well. Like, if this was on Netflix, I could see this being the most watched show on Netflix, which basically rockets something, you know, to like the social consciousness. But yeah. So
I think they are doing a season two. So I do think they are, like, they're not canceled or anything.
Oh, thank God. Yeah. It's not something I'd want to watch if it wasn't going to finish either. Cause then I just feel cheated.
Right. And like, honestly, the way it's being structured and like based on what I know about and based on the movie, it seems like it could be done in two seasons.
Okay.
So
I'd be happy.
I don't think
that
it's going to be, I could not see it going beyond three seasons. I think two might be the last one. So like basically a part one and a part two.
Mm-hmm. And my final,
I wouldn't want this to go on for very long.
Yeah. My final point about it is one of my favorite shows of all time is Hannibal. It reminds me a lot of Hannibal with the music, with the settings, with the lighting, with the pacing, with the violence, with the type of main character who is a narcissist, who is manipulative, who is basically everyone is a pawn to them. Love it. So this for me will be a binge. Jake, you can just say, because it has Henry Cavill.
It's a binge.
Okay.
It's a binge. It's a binge.
It's a binge.
It does not have Henry Cavill.
It's a binge, y'all.
He looks nothing like Henry Cavill. Uh-huh. I don't know what the fuck you guys are talking about with that shit. You guys are crazy.
Dude, I went and looked up two photos, and it was like the first two you bring up look like both of them.
Twins. Twinning.
No.
Twinsies.
Hell no. Nope.
All right, Josh. Nope. Now this is a moment of truth. What do you think about this show? Is it a binge or a cringe?
It might have been different, I guess, if I had seen the movie and I would have had some expectation to it. But just first episode felt like just another... I would have felt like I'm watching, like committing to multiple seasons of True Blood again. And I was like, ah, I'm probably good. So it's going to be a cringe for me.
Jake is not pleased.
Did you hear my fart sound? Did my fart sound come through?
No, it did not.
Yeah, did you have a stanker?
Did you have a stanker? Stanker detected.
Yeah, I was a little stanker.
Better than a coomer, I guess.
Yeah.
Hey, Josh, fuck you. Fuck you, Josh.
Shit. You guys like this shit?
I knew Josh wouldn't like this. This is not Josh's style. And I knew Jake would. It's Jake's style. This is different.
Yeah, I feel like we know each other's styles.
Yeah. All right, well, we're going to take a little break here. Try to get past this, move past this. Drink your Code Red. Calm down a little.
Okay. All right. Okay.
And we'll
put your blood down.
We'll be right back with a game. Oh, no, that's not it. That's not it, guys. Hold on. Let's go. Let's do this. Send us a message. Go to anchor.fm/bingeorcringepod and leave us a voicemail, and we may play it on the next show. Or email us at bingeorcringepod@gmail.com. We can't wait to hear from you soon. All right, we're back. We're back to the show. I might have to change that. I think I maybe hate that.
I like that. I like it.
All right, it's staying then. So we're going to play a little game here. Vampires could really suck, but so can fast food. That's why it's time for us to play The Shit List. All right.
That's what I heard whenever Josh was giving his opinion on the show.
Stanker.
We got a stanker, folks.
Stanker.
All right. So this game, I've got a list of the worst fast food chains here, according to finance. I'm not going to say, I can't say this so you guys could cheat, but it's according to a very popular website. I'll say maybe at the end. And so what we're going to do here is I have a list of the worst. It's up to you guys to guess the restaurants that made it into the top 10. 1 point for every correct guess, and you get 10 guesses. We will also be listening to the sultry tunes of 1 hour of silence randomly interrupted by farts. So if you're in the middle of answering and it's interrupted by a fart, you will get a bonus point awarded. So you may want to be strategic with your pauses. And take your time with your answers, because you might catch that rare fart and get an extra point.
Shit, okay.
That being said, we'll start with you. So the top 10 worst restaurants. You can justify...
Restaurants, so not even just
food. This is just fast food. I should say fast food.
Fast food, okay, okay.
Worst?
Okay, we had not started yet. I thought Jake would like this game special.
Yeah, I like this game. Josh, are you hearing these? You're hearing these, right?
I just want to I can sure turn these up a little bit. I can turn these up
a little bit. I wasn't sure if that was Cassidy or an audio effect.
Or maybe a little stanker ran by. All right.
It could have been me. I don't know.
So we're officially opening the floor to Jake.
What if we... Okay. We're trying to guess all 10.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're closing the floor from Jake. Any questions or discussion right now before we get started? Any moment a fart could happen. That's a point. So,
are there going to be big chains? Like, are there going to be something regional?
It's going to be a big chain. It's going to be big chains.
Okay. Okay.
Jake, any further questions?
Right, I got one.
Yes, Josh, you had a question.
Oh, no.
Jake?
I'm good.
Top 10 worst. I'm going to go with Jack in the Box.
Jack in the Box. I'm sorry, that is incorrect. You've used one of your lifelines out of 10.
Okay.
Jack in the Box comes in as number 20.
Number what?
20.
Out of what?
Out of a list of like 100. Let me look. A list of 30.
Like the 80th worst?
I'm sorry, a list of 30.
Oh, jeez.
So it's list number 20, okay. Which I would say it's worse than a lot. When most, but so Jack in the Box
is considered top 10 on their list then?
No, it's number 20. Number 20.
Okay, but this is okay. Number one is going to be worst. Is that right?
Number one will be worst. So yeah, there you go. You can kind of like place it. Gotcha. Was that? I don't know if I heard a fart there, but Josh, you're up.
Just gonna. People don't like Arby's, right? Arby's.
Arby's. We got Arby's. He's thinking Arby's. Arby's is a point. It's number seven. Josh.
What? The point. I love Arby's.
Damn. Arby's is number seven.
Shit. Okay. Okay.
Okay. We're moving on to Jake here. Round one is done.
Yeah. The problem with me is I like all fast food. So it's like,
Jake, you just got a point.
Yeah. Hell yeah. I love all fast food.
This might be the dumbest game I've ever come up with.
I love this. This is the best game we've ever played.
Talking is going to get a point.
Well, if you're going to keep interrupting me, I'm going to have to start over, okay? I think my favorite...
Good Lord, it's like he's doing a book report.
I'm going to go with Hardee's.
Hardee's. We got Jake with Hardee's. Number 30, Carl's Jr. Hardee's. That is not a point.
Oh, my God. Okay. Damn.
Josh, you have the floor.
The one that I'm thinking of.
Take your time. It's building. You heard one?
I did.
Okay, I'll give Josh
a point. Oh, there
was? I didn't hear it.
Oh, okay. Long John Silver's.
Ooh, good guess. Good guess.
Oh, God, that's a good guess.
Mom. Come on.
Josh with another point. Number four, Long John Silver. He's just naming his favorite restaurants and getting points.
Fast food
like,
that
he's
I
like, what sounds
where
good?
Was it, four?
It was number four. So you got number seven and number four. Wow.
The service sucks.
Jake,
did you just get 3 points?
I'm not over the floor yet. Jake, the floor is now yours. That was a triple toot too, so it's too bad it was missed.
Oh, shit.
Triple toot.
I'm honestly having trouble thinking of fast food places right now. Because it's not something that I think about a lot.
Yeah, open up your Grubhub. Look at your recent history.
Yeah. Well, you know what it shows me isn't like part of like what I order.
Oh yeah, sure.
They're just on there. But I'm just trying to think of places. So Taco Bell, McDonald's, Burger King.
Uh huh. Yeah, I know.
Hardee's.
Uh huh.
Wendy's, Sonic.
Yep.
These are.
Jake's looking. Jake is just scrolling through his favorited websites on his in Chrome.
Shit! I don't know. I don't know. I can't think of one.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, I might. Have
You're not
to
gonna
go
get the fart
with.
Uh huh.
I'm not gonna get the what? I'm gonna have to go.
You got a wet one.
You got a... Damn. That was a bit of a little stanky. Okay, Jake, you got a point.
Okay,
I'm going to go with... strategic. I like the strategy.
This episode is 3 hours long.
Taco John didn't even make the list. Didn't even make the list.
Shit. I'm having a brain fart. I don't know. I can't think of stuff. Am I allowed to look up a list of fast food places just to refresh my memory? No.
That's up to Josh.
Because I'm going
to
like.
You just named a long list of them, but you didn't pick any of them.
I'm just
going
to name some of those. Just
but those were all good.
Some of those.
Like you already got the.
Josh, the floor is yours. We're going to go to five. We're going to go five rounds because this game, as much as I would like to play exactly. for 10 rounds.
My courage is just taking time.
Yes.
Oh man, I've like faded away. All right, I think I'm gonna go with Mexican.
Uh huh.
I'm gonna go with one of my top favorites.
Uh huh. Josh with the point.
And we're gonna say Taco Bell. Let's see where it's at. Where is it on the list?
Josh,
are you kidding me?
Coming in, I'm giving you two additional points for this. Number one, Taco Bell.
Woo! Why?
Taco Bell.
It's the worst.
According to this list, the question isn't how bad it is, but rather where to start. Portions are small, ingredients are bad, and digestive problems are imminent. It's known for causing stomach pains and diarrhea. Yet that doesn't stop the restaurant's loyal fans. There you go. It's number one.
Wow. That's crazy.
That's just this list, you know. Who knows? Who can say?
Okay. Fuck it. Dairy Queen.
Ooh, now gloves are off. Number 23 is Dairy Queen. Jay,
what the fuck? How do people like Dairy Queen, man? What the fuck? People put number one for Taco Bell. I do not agree with this list, and that is making this very difficult because this list is bullshit.
Josh.
You didn't say Josh.
I did just say Josh.
No.
I did
no.
just say
you said
Josh.
Josh, now you're fired.
No.
Your Josh.
He did not say Josh. The floor is now yours. Yet.
That is true.
That's fine.
Okay,
that's fine.
Jake, I'll give you that point. All right, Josh, you are up. I might have to what go a little long in this because this is round four, so this will be the final round.
Okay.
You
this
are
is
up.
The final round?
This is the final round.
Okay.
Current score is Jake 3, Josh 6. And the next question is worth 4 points.
Fuck.
Final right. question.
Well, let's go with McDonald's then.
Josh, going with McDonald's. A good guess. A solid guess. And a lot of people would agree with you on this. But unfortunately, it's number 22 on the list.
McDonald's. At least that one makes more sense to me.
A lot of people like it. Josh,
I cannot believe Hardee's.
Jake, the floor is now yours. Yes.
So I cannot believe Taco Bell is number one and Hardee's doesn't even break the top 10. That is fucking garbage right there.
That doesn't make sense.
That's
Jake,
fucking garbage. Here's my number one.
You're 4 points away.
Worst fast food place is Subway.
Ooh, now that is a very good guess. And for 4 points, you are now tied up. Subway, number eight. Number eight. So we're going to have to go into a sudden death round.
Subway, number eight. This is a weird list.
This is a fucked list, I will agree. So we're in sudden death. Josh, you're up. Top 10. Far certain to gain.
So how much is this worth? Oh, okay.
Let's see. If you both get it, then we'll go another. But the first one to get it's going to win, basically.
How many have we gotten in the top? It has to be top 10?
Top 10. You have some very easy ones here, to be honest.
I'm already having trouble thinking of fast food restaurants.
No clues. Come on now. Come on.
You're driving down the road. Hey, maybe we should stop at... Does sound good? I don't know. I'm not really in the mood for...
I'm trying to think of like a... It's a food that hasn't been done. Pizza hasn't been done. Pizza Hut? Let's do Pizza Hut.
Pizza Hut? Didn't make the list. Wait, sorry, it's number 17. Number 17. So close. Very close.
Okay.
Jake, you're up.
Maybe it's easy for people to love pizza.
This one has to make the list. If it doesn't make the list, then this list is there's no way this list is real.
Mm-hmm.
Taco Bell's number one. I mean,
that's terrible. That is a horrible mistake that they made with that.
White Castle.
You're muted.
A White Castle. No, I'm just thinking. Jake, you will you win at White Castle number 10. You got it. Wow. You got it. White Castle just on the tip of the castle. White Castle number 10. Number 9, Auntie Anne's. Number 8, Subway. 7, Arby's. 6, Boston Market. I never think about this place. 5, Checkers, probably regional. 4, Long John Silver's. You got that. 3, here's your pizza, Sbarro's. I think we can agree Sbarro's.
Sbarro's.
I never had Sbarro's. I never even heard of that.
I did. Yeah. It's like always at like the mall food court.
Yeah, it's always
like
food court.
Like, okay, Fazoli's. How is Fazoli's not on there?
Burger King, number 2.
I was gonna say Burger King.
I thought about that one too, but yeah. I thought no way.
I wouldn't have guessed it either. And then number 1 was Taco Bell. The worst fast food burger in America is what they say. And this is all according to finance101.com. So who can say?
That's trustworthy.
The
2021 list.
I feel like, yeah, I could see a bunch of finance bros writing that shit.
It says fast food restaurants Americans are avoiding in 2021.
No. No way.
So
here's the thing. No.
What?
I can't believe this is the second episode of this season. It's just
the thing is that fat, like the people who responded to that list or the survey or whatever, they do not eat fast food. They eat fast food when they do not like fast food. Okay. That's what I'll say. That sounds like a list that came from people who do not eat fast food.
I can agree with you on that because if you're in the shit and
you're just like, oh, what's with the ingredients? The ingredients are bad. Look at that. Like nobody gives a shit. If you like fast food, you don't give a shit about the ingredients. You give a shit about the package.
That's not how you're going to rank fast food. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. What the fuck?
It's all about the taste. It's all about the taste.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I agree.
That's the whole point.
This is a list of made probably by hoity-toity finance bros. You're like, oh, I won't eat that. But
that sounds like, yeah, that's not healthy. Like,
Popeye's number 14. Shut up, man. Yeah, this list does make me mad,
it just
too.
Seems so random. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, Sonic, I could have seen Sonic being top 10 because they have some good stuff, but like some of their stuff is just really bad. Like, I don't know. Their chicken sandwiches are terrible.
Yeah. I mean, this list is saying Wendy's is better and Quizno is better than McDonald's. Shut the fuck up. Wrong.
Yeah, that's weird.
Bad. Anyways, that's how we play the shit list. I was hoping there would be a fart there. Nope. Okay. Well, thank you guys for listening to off cue a little bit there.
I love that the vampire episode's ending in farts and shits.
That's not, no. They're not related at all.
Not related. Well, thank you guys for listening. We'll be back next week. And we'll see you guys next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
See ya.